Good morning, I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Tahlequah Chief mine officials are expected to be part of a Taku River Task Force meeting this week. The fact-finding group meets today and Saturday for the first time since Juneau lawmakers created it back in September. The seven members will primarily gather facts about the river and possible impacts of mine redevelopment at the headwaters of the river. Facilitator Kevin Ritchie says the group will hear about river habitat and salmon stocks as well as regulatory protections, which he says are not really that clear.
So this is going to be a very valuable process of determining exactly the types of things that will occur if there are specific industrial or other types of issues that involve the Taku River.
The Taku River is the most abundant salmon producer in southeast Alaska. Mine owners Chieftain Metals have been invited, and a company officer will attend by teleconference. The Canadian company is headquartered in Ontario with offices in British Columbia. The task force meetings are today from 5 to 8 o'clock and Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon in the House Finance Room at the state capitol. The chief executives of the big three North Slope energy producers are expected to meet with Governor Sean Parnell today. It comes 3 months after Parnell proposed a meeting, saying it's time that the major North Slope players, including the state, quote, work collectively to determine the shape of the next generation of North Slope resource development. ExxonMobil Corporation, BP, and ConocoPhillips are hosting a reception in Anchorage today with respective CEOs Rex Tillerson, Bob Dudley, and Jim Malva. It's not clear whether there'll be an announcement at that reception. Parnell back in October said he wants the companies to unite behind a natural gas pipeline project that would allow for liquefied natural gas to be shipped overseas if the market truly has shifted from the lower 48. Juneau police have identified the gunman in Friday night's shooting suicide at a mobile home in the 9000 block at Stephen Richards Memorial Drive. According to police, 42-year-old Bradley James Mouch of Juneau apparently shot a woman inside the home and then killed himself. When police arrived at the scene, they found a 42-year-old female with a gunshot wound to the abdomen, and Mouch was with a gunshot wound to his head. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The woman was taken to Bartlett Regional Hospital and has been released. Police are still investigating the incident and have asked the state medical examiner's office in Anchorage to conduct an autopsy. Juneau police have also charged 27-year-old Joseph Randy Dennis for first-degree sexual abuse of a minor. Dennis was arrested about 5:30 Tuesday evening for an incident reported to Juneau police on New Year's Day. Police say they began the investigation as soon as the call came in, which was a few hours after the crime was allegedly committed and immediately after an 8-year-old girl told her mother about it. Sexual abuse of a minor in the first degree is an unclassified felony punishable by up to 30 years in prison and a $500,000 fine. And a man accused of injecting a 14-year-old Anchorage girl with a fatal dose of heroin is also accused of injecting a 17-year-old girl with drugs. Sean Warner is expected to be in court in Anchorage this afternoon. Warner's already being charged with manslaughter in the death of 14-year-old Jenna Dahlstead, December 22nd in Anchorage. Forecast calls for rain and snow showers today.